Glad you're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Larry Mueller. A little bit later on in the program, we'll be talking with Jerry Apps. I told you about his book coming up. It's called Old Farm, A History, with photographs by Steve Apps. And we're going to have a chance to visit with him later on. One of the things he talks about in his book is the chance to walk around his farm and to see the sights that he has to see. And you know what? I think fall is probably the best time to take a walk or take a hike here in Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. And you know what? I bet Eric Hansen agrees with me. Eric Hansen is our first guest today. He's on with us by phone. He's a Milwaukee outdoor and travel writer. He's written extensively about the outdoors, including places where you and I might want to take a walk or a hike here in the state and in the UP of Michigan. So he's our guest for the next 40 minutes or so. And I certainly, if you have a question, maybe there's a place that you're going to be visiting this fall yet, and you want to know about some great places to hike, or maybe you have a favorite walk of your own that you'd like to talk about. And if you do, I hope you'll join us. The number is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us your question or suggestion at talk@wpr.org. Eric, as I said, with us by phone. Hi, Eric.
Good morning, Larry. It's good to be here.
Yeah, nice to have you with us again. Well, I think fall's the best time for hikes. Do you agree or not?
I think there's almost unanimous endorsement of what you just said, Larry. I mean, I was just reviewing last night and yesterday, getting ready for the show, and looking at slides and thinking about all the times that I had been out in the fall and wondering, you know, what exactly is the power of autumn and fall on us? Because it just seems to be the most popular time. And there was a number of themes that I came up with, you know, that it's the colors, it's the timeless serenity of the fall colors, and also just the power of the little things out there in the fall colors, the power of a single maple leaf. And I've got vivid memories of being up north, and was up north 10 days ago. I've also got vivid memories of being at home and just looking out the window and seeing one maple tree, blue sky and direct sunlight, and just the power of that scene. And if we see one tree that's like that, what's the power of going out for a walk in the woods and just seeing a parade of trees?
Yeah, it's a wonderful experience. I have my 5-year-old out for a walk the other night, and I tell you what, it's fun going with a child. She would stop and pick up that maple leaf and examine it, and then pick up an oak leaf and wanting to know what those leaves were. And for me, that was about as much fun as as my own enjoyment.
No, Larry, another one of the memories that was coming back to me is just a realization that I think fall and the fall leaves restores our childhood curiosity.
Because yeah, that's right.
Things are constantly changing. The leaf color is changing. The tone of the light is changing. And, I mean, damp, overcast days like we're having in the South today, the colors tend to saturate and get even richer. And it's just a constant parade that goes on for several weeks. And the level of curiosity it has got to be high.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, if you think about Wisconsin and the UP, great venues for getting out there in our woodlands and our vistas. Boy, we've got the wildlife. In addition, we've got the fall migrations, wildlife, the bird migrations.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's we're in a very unique place here.
I would have to agree with you, Larry. I mean, just the fact that we've got so much of the state in woodlands, and whether you're in the South and you just have lunch hour, you know, or you're in mid-state or the further north where the forests are more extensive, we've just got many, many attractive options to go out there and to see what's up. And as we go into the far north, the you know, the forest is pretty much endless. So 10 days ago, I was up in the UP in the Sylvania Wilderness, but also in a place called the Trap Hills, just south of the Porcupine Mountains. And there, the views from the high cliff tops stretch 50 miles and more. If you could imagine the Devil's Lake State Park near Baraboo, the East Bluff, and, you know, a clifftop viewpoint like that, but without a ridge in the foreground screening the view. And you're looking out from these high rock balconies, and there's just oceans of trees stretching to the far off horizon.
Yeah, they're beautiful places. And, you know, travelwisconsin.com has a great color report page, do they not?
They do. And, in fact, I was just on there this morning to see who was posting what. And I called around yesterday and talked to a bunch of people in the north and the mid-state and even in the UP to see what the reports are. And travelwisconsin.com has an excellent color-coded map. In the far north, and I'm talking about, in the Hurley Ironwood area, they're reporting the color as a tad past peak. But I really want to add some nuance to this. It hasn't gone dull up there yet. It's not that we're at the stage where the maples have changed from yellow to bronze or anything like that. You know, so when we say it's a tad past peak, it's still very pleasant, and I think it will be for the next week. And then as we come further south into the mid-state, there are many, many regions reporting that colors are peaking, and I think this Saturday is going to be a spectacular day to be out and about. Many of the northern counties report colors at peak, and then I noticed that three this morning were reporting them as past peak, as we just start to get past that stage where the color is exceptionally vibrant.
And, you know, the other a couple of other good things about it, typically in the fall, it's a little cooler, so it's a little easier to walk, and there aren't any mosquitoes.
This is true. Yeah, it's just exceptional weather, and it's just a wonderful time to be out and about. And the fact that so many people do that, I mean, just indicates that there's many in agreement with us. The mosquitoes are gone. The weather is just wonderful for walking, and walking is this just great twofer, if you will. I mean, we get a little exercise, but we also reconnect with the land. And whether you call it a meditation or a stroll through a changing art gallery, at this time of year, there's just so much to look at. And you look at the forest scenes, and everything's changing. When we were up north the other weekend, it was just this stage, and this is 10 days ago, when a fair amount of the maples were still green up above, but they had also dropped a fair amount of red maple leaves, and some of them were draped in the conifers like Christmas decorations, if you will, on a tree. And down below, you know, your eye would just wander to the red leaves that you were walking through, and then up above, and then back down. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some favorite fall hikes of yours, and maybe we can zero. What are some of your favorite fall hikes? Let's just go that way.
I got to say, it's almost like saying, what's your favorite waterfall? And it's just there are many, many good places to be. And I think the big message is just to get out and enjoy it. But I picked out a number, and I'm working more or less north from south. And a couple of these are very woodsy hikes. But I have to admit that for myself, I really enjoy a scene that wanders from the micro. And you could say something where we're in the woodlands, and perhaps it's halfway older growth trees, and it's relatively open and glade-like, but also something that offers us a macro as well as the micro, and that, you know, from time to time we step out on a lake shore, or we emerge on a high cliff top, or there's a lookout tower, and that we can have this sense of the big sweep of the land as well as the more intimate forest scenes. Mm-hmm. And I'll start working from north, and Morgan Falls.
Oh,
St.
Mellon.
Peter's.
Yeah.
Yeah, and St. Peter's Dome by Mellon. Morgan Falls is oft mentioned as the prettiest in the state. It's this incredible 70-foot diagonal plunge down a granite slab. There's maples draping the falls, and you often get that scene where there's red leaves in front of the white water. And that's about a half-mile walk and about as pretty as it can be. And if you're willing to walk another mile and a half, you're going to arrive at the top of St. Peter's Dome. And there's just long views over the forest canopy then.
You got a great overlook from there.
Right, right. And that's that thing where I'm talking about, you know, both the intimate forest scenes and the high views. The other thing is over by Hurley, the Pinoki Range, east of Weber Lake, the North Country Trail leads through some beautiful forest glades, scenes where you got a combination of maples, birches, and conifers. As you get to the 2 mile mark above the headwaters of Sullivan Creek, there's a memorable clifftop overlook. To the south is this long ridge of the Gogebic Range, and far to the northwest, you can see the Bayfield Peninsula's headlands on the horizon. Mm-hmm. Very quiet corner of Iron County, and just a beautiful walk.
Eric Hansen, our guest today, Milwaukee Outdoors and travel writer, and we're talking with him about fall walks in Wisconsin and the UP. Maybe you've got a favorite walk to share, or maybe you have a question for Eric. Maybe you're going someplace and would like to know where to go or where to walk in the area you're traveling to. Give us a call at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. You can also email us, and that that email address is talk@wpr.org. So give us a call or send us an email. We'll be glad to get you on the air. I'm Larry Mueller. Jim Packard, our producer, and you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A little bit later on, we'll be talking with Jerry Apps about his new book, Old Farm, A History. But right now, we're visiting today with our great guest who's been with us many, many times, Eric Hansen, Milwaukee outdoor and travel writer. And if you want to join in again, the number 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@wpr.org. And Eric, a number of callers online, so let's go to the phones here.
Let's do that, yeah.
Yeah, Tiffany in Westby, we'll go to you first. Tiffany, hello, thank you for calling.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am actually heading up to the Upper Peninsula in about 2 hours, and I was calling to suggest the Yellow Dog River Plains. It's a great place to go. Yellow Dog River goes all the way down to Lake Superior. I actually went to college up there, so.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, and Eric, you've been there.
I've been out on the AAA many, many times.
Yeah.
Tiffany, you're going out from Big Bay, or you're coming in from the west?
Yep, coming in from Marquette towards Big Bay, yep.
Sounds good. Yeah. Most excellent. Yeah. Anything else happening on the Yellow Dog Plains?
Right, yeah, camping all weekend, so just getting my gear together right now to head out and enjoy the colors.
And are you in Marquette now?
No, I'm heading up there in about 2 hours.
Okay, yeah, I talked to people in Marquette last night, and they reported that the colors by the shore are still extremely peak, and as we go inland, yeah, it's just a tad past peak, but it's still very, very worthwhile. And the Yellow Dog Plains is an incredible place, particularly the Falls of the Yellow Dog at the north end of the McCormick Tract and wilderness. The other thing that's happening up there is a huge controversy over a proposal from Kennecott for a metallic sulfide mine on the Yellow Dog Plains. Hugely controversial, and you may recall that Wisconsin has a moratorium on metallic sulfide mining.
Mm-hmm.
This is an ongoing discussion. It's not clear whether the mine will go forward. It's a major uproar in Marquette and most of the UP. William Milliken, who is Michigan's longest-serving governor, is one of many thousands of citizens who's active in the opposition to this mine proposal. And he's part of a citizens campaign that you can find out more about at SaveTheWildUP.org.
Hmm. Okay, great. Yeah, actually, while I was going to school, a couple of friends and I started an organization called the Students Against Southside Mining. So I'm pretty familiar with
that issue. Well, Tiffany, you just have yourself a great time. I wish I was there with you. That's a wonderful place to travel and visit. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
And Jim in Milwaukee, we're going to turn to you next. Hi, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
It does seem like there's not as many reds this year. Are those coming later this year, or are the leaves at all different from year to year based on the weather?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you. When I was up north 10 days ago, the scarlet of the maple leaves that were coming down were just classic. And, you know, as to whether or not here in Milwaukee the sugar maples are starting to fire, I just don't know a good way of measuring, statistically whether they're more red or less red.
The Madison maples, for example, we've got lots of bright reds here just in the last day or two. And so you may, Jim, you might still be seeing some.
Yeah, that's the way then.
Yeah, I think you might still be seeing some brighter reds. And Eric, doesn't it depend a bit on the weather, you know, the cold night and so forth to get those colors going?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's solar angles and it's air temperature. And also, I mean, the show definitely goes on for a good week or two, and it depends on how much rain and how much wind we get, you know, when the leaves come down. But I can just, I mean, for central and southern Wisconsin, I think we're heading into the peak right now, and it's just going to be very nice. I'm looking ahead at the weekend forecast, and Saturday just looks very nice, 50s and sunny. Sunday will be overcast and a couple showers, but still, I mean, a lot to look forward to.
Yeah. Good luck. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate the call. You can join in, too, by the way, with your question or maybe comment. Maybe you've got a suggestion for a place to go, too. That'd be an all right call as well at 1-800-642-1234 or email us at talk@WPR.org. Let's turn to Beth in Lake Geneva. Beth.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Beth.
I have a question and then a couple favorite trails. First of all, right now is a hunting season. It seems like fall is hunting season so often. Is it okay to hike the state trails during
Up on that because I wanted to raise that. This weekend, throughout much of the state, we will have, starting on Thursday and running through Sunday, we will have deer hunting. And this is a early hunt that we haven't seen for several years, and I know the Southern Catawan State Forest put out a press release and just a heads up for hikers. So it's reasonable, as always in the fall, to wear some bright colors. And, you know, hunters and hikers are longtime conservation partners. It's just good for common courtesy and just a little bit of common sense, you know, just to extend for the happiness and the well-being of all. I'm looking at the map here, and you can find a PDF on the DNR website, and except for the far northeastern counties up towards the UP border and some of the central sand forest counties, we're going to have deer hunting this Thursday through Sunday, and so it's good to be aware of that. You know, that said, this is Wisconsin, and I think we know how to deal with this. And I think a lot of the hunters are aware that in the South, this is going to be a peak color weekend, and it's going to be people out on the trails.
So wear some bright-colored clothing and go out and enjoy the out-of-doors. I guess that's your final word on that, Eric.
Well, again, I would urge people, if they've got questions, to check the DNR website.
Sure.
And, you know, to go through the whole list of which county is in which zone
right.
And everything, I think it's much better if people just take a look at the map. you know, this is going on from Thursday through Sunday, and there's some exceptions to that in the central forest and in the far northern counties. If, for example, you know, you really want to make sure that you're in a place where there's no hunters at all in the Milwaukee area, I could suggest Lapham Peak Unit of the State Forest or Pike Lake. But yeah, it is reasonable to take a look around and, you know, and use due caution.
Sure.
I mean, that said, I mean, hunters are most active early and late in the day. They're aware of where the hiking trails are. And in general, common sense prevails.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I just was going to suggest, being from Lake Geneva, a great hike, and it's beautiful right now, would be the lake path that goes around the lake. So you can do it in segments or do the whole thing, and then it's 21 miles around.
21 miles around?
Yeah, and it's about, I'd say it's pretty close to peak on the lake, so that's beautiful. And then up north, my favorite trail is Raven, out of Woodruff.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And Raven out of Woodruff, that I don't think I've been on that trail.
I think I skied it many years ago, and I just got a memory of just hills and hills and more hills. Am I wrong on that?
Fall, it's the beautiful canopy of leaves overhead and under your feet, and so it's a very nice one off of Highway 47. You take, you go past Clear Lake Campground, and there it is.
There it is.
And Beth, could you describe the lake path at Lake Geneva some?
It's gorgeous. I would say take the... If you park by the library in Lake Geneva and head on the north shore, it is just spectacular. It's all maples, so it's very colorful, and that's the shore that has all the lovely big homes. And you can do it, and you'd probably have to shuttle a car if you were going to, say, go from Lake Geneva to Williams Bay or something like that, because that can be, well, that's about a 8-mile hike.
Yeah. Right.
So, but that's by far the best part of the trail. But you can go around the whole thing.
Yeah, sounds good. I know the Wisconsin Let's Go Hiking Club walks around the whole thing each year. Yeah.
Sounds like fun to me.
Yeah, it is. That takes quite a few hours, but, you know, if you dedicate your day to it, it's great.
Why not? Thanks, Beth.
You're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate the call. You can join in, too, at 1-800-642-1234. Give us a call with your suggestions for a place to go or questions about where to go. Did we talk about that North Country Trail near the Marengo River?
Yeah, Larry, that's a favorite for me. I mean, it's just incredible maple groves. Oh, if you walk east from, it's Forest Road 202. I mean, in a half mile, you've got an overlook over the Marengo River. And then along about the 2-mile mark, you got two more overlooks that have long views north to Mount Ashua Bay near Bayfield. And the maple groves and the glades are just exceptional there. I mean, it's just one of these five-star places to be as the Maples Peak. Yeah, and a little bit further east, and you get up into the UP, and one other favorite for me there is the Black River Waterfalls, and that's in the far western UP. And you've got just beautiful hemlocks and maples cradling. Five waterfalls that tumble to Lake Superior, and Gorge Falls is perhaps the knockout. The Black River Road parallels the river and the trail. So you can do a series of short walks, you know, like a quarter mile to these waterfalls, or you can walk along the whole thing for several miles. And, you know, speaking of the UP, if you don't have time to get up north this fall, and if you're in the Milwaukee area, I'll be doing a slideshow this Friday for the Nordic Ski Club of Milwaukee.
And
the title of this, get this, Larry, we're going to go highbrow here. The title is The Poetry and the Practicalities of Hiking Michigan's Upper Peninsula.
My goodness.
And that's taking place at Greenfield Park Pavilion, and it's their trip sign-up meeting for their ski trips, and the Nordic Ski Club has a core competency in running bus trips up to the Snow Belt, northern Wisconsin, and the UP. I'll be on at 8 o'clock. Preceding that is socializing and signing up for trips. And you can find more information at nordicskiclub.org.
nordicskiclub.org.
Right. Excellent organization.
And what's the date again? It's...
It's this Friday, October 17th. I'll be on at 8 o'clock. There's a lot going on before I come on. There's the sign-up for the trips. And we usually have maybe 200 members there. It's a pretty large, swirling scene. And as I mentioned, there are bus trips. If you live in southern Wisconsin or even perhaps northern Illinois and you want to get away to up north for the weekend, this is a painless way to do it.
Yeah.
If you would rather not be driving on dark, icy roads on Friday and Sunday night, leave the driving to the bus driver. Yeah.
Patrick in Twin Cities, we turn to you now. Hi, Patrick.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Great. Thank you for calling.
I guess I would recommend Hoffman Hills in Dunn County.
Hoffman Hills. Okay.
Beautiful little spot. It's very hilly, and there's an observation tower at the center, so you can climb up that, and you can get a view of Dunn County, and you can see for miles, and the leaves are just beautiful. I'm actually on my way there now.
Sounds good. I can't think of a stronger endorsement than that. You know?
And it's located in Dunn County on Highway...
off of Highway 29.
Off of Highway 29. All right. Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, no problem, guys.
Take care. Have some fun. Have some fun at Hoffman Hills. Oh boy, makes me want to get out there. Jerry,
yeah.
Jerry in Beaver Dam, it's your turn. Hi, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hello. Wonderful show you've got on. Perfect timing. I'd almost forgotten about the early hunting season this weekend.
Mm.
I'm going to be out with my camera, but I advise any hikers in the fall that they might want to go out and pick up a blaze orange stocking cap and a blaze orange safety vest.
Mm-hmm.
Just a couple of bucks, and it's a cheap way to add a lot of safety.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. And, Eric, I assume you agree with that.
I do, and I noticed that, for example, at the Southern Kettle Moraine Forest headquarters, they've actually got orange vests that they sell for, I can't remember, a couple dollars or maybe $5. And it's just such an easy item to drape over whatever clothing you have.
Doesn't get in the way.
It's a big thing, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't get in the way. It's a good point. Thanks, Jerry.
Again, thank you. A wonderful day.
Yeah.
Happy hiking.
Thanks. Happy hiking to you as well. Appreciate your call and that suggestion. That's a good one. Well, we have some more callers online. We haven't gotten any emails yet. You could also email us at talk@wpr.org, but give us a call, too, at 1-800-642-1234, and we'll turn to Mike in Oshkosh next. Mike, hello to you. Mike, are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
I was just turning down my radio. Sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
As I was telling Jim, normally I'm on the radio 11 o'clock, but today I got a little busy flying out to Europe tomorrow, and I just caught the tail end of someone plugging one of their ski clubs. So I thought, well, maybe I can get in and do this. And for trips out west, a few trips to the UP, sometimes we go to Europe. There are two ski clubs in Appleton and Green Bay. One is called the Sly Fox Ski Club.
Sly Fox?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other one, you're going to have to bear with me on this, it's Galandesprung Ski Club. I think it's Galandesprung.
Sprung.
Yep.
Galandesprung. Okay.
Yep, we go to Vancouver, we go to Banff, sometimes Europe. Just have a lot of fun. Just great fellowship and great fun.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike. Yeah, it sounds like fun. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it. Good luck on your trip tomorrow, too. Appreciate that. George in Okochee, your turn. Hi, George.
Good morning, rather.
Good morning.
Hi, George.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys had mentioned Latin Peak State Park.
Uh-huh.
Right off Highway C in Delafield.
Most excellent place.
Yeah, shot, you know, they got an observation tower, lots and lots of trails. I grew up right down the hill from the hill itself.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, there's no hunting allowed in there, so you don't have to worry about, you know, getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, very, very nice up in there.
Lapham Peak is an excellent facility. And it's also, if you're looking for your aerobic workout, there's like 310 feet of vertical there, which is more than many of our local downhill ski areas have. And you know, you just get up and down those hills and beautiful forest. And as mentioned, I mean, it's a nice lookout tower if you want to get the big view.
Yeah. Yep. Thanks, George.
You bet.
Yeah, appreciate that call. And how about Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore?
Oh, geez, Larry. Yeah, I was just looking at slides of Pictured Rocks, and they happen to be false slides, and the birch were gold. You've got 15 or 20 miles of sea cliffs there that rise up to 200 feet above Lake Superior. The North Country Trail, the Lakeshore Trail there, winds along the lip of the top of those cliffs. You're looking straight down into Lake Superior, and it's this aquamarine blue, just this stunning color. And I was just reviewing slides last night, and I was there in a day, you know, when the aspen and the birch were going gold, and the lakeshore was just an incredible place. The scenery. And remember, this is the Pictured Rocks that Longfellow mentioned in Song of Hiawatha. The sense of place is just wonderful. There's these high headlands in which you're looking up and down the shore for miles and miles, and you're just looking down the coast and going, okay, that's where we were an hour or two ago, or that's where we're going to be late this afternoon. Beautiful place.
You mentioned slides, and you're a great photographer. What does it take to get, you know, a lot of times people tell me, gee, I saw this beautiful scene, and I took the pictures of the colored trees, and it just couldn't match the real thing. And I guess probably it's impossible to match the real thing, but how do you get the best pictures?
Well, if we're talking about forest scenes, I mean, one of the real fundamentals is that we don't want a sunny day just because the light registration of the bright spots of sunlight coming through just doesn't work, and we just lose the tone of there. The optimum conditions for that, if we're inside the forest, is an overcast day, but it's say in the middle of the day, so you've got this diffuse but warmish light, but no bright spots and no direct sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're photographing, from the top of the bluffs at Devil's Lake or some other high overlook like that, then we've got a different question. And a lot of times what happens is the morning and the evening light is the most spectacular just because the light tends to be almost sideways and very dramatic. And we also have that much more as the seasons change and as the sun lowers in the sky, because at midday the sun is not straight up anymore. And just keeping track of where the light's coming from and how it will show up in the photograph is a lot of it.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Well, Nick in Green Bay, we'll turn to you now. Hi, Nick.
Hi. My fiance made me move to the UP of Michigan about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And unfortunately, we had to move back to Green Bay because financial reasons. But one of the parks up there that I really loved was Anderson State Park.
And Anderson is where, Nick?
It's 30 miles south of Marquette.
Okay.
And no one really knows
Anderson
about it.
Anderson Loops, perhaps, the trails?
Yeah, they got trails. They got ski trails. They got hunting trails. There's a huge lake that fishing is great on.
Mm-hmm.
One day I went fishing there, and I was really kind of depressed because I didn't catch anything. And the highlight of the day was seeing the eagle fishing, and he definitely caught something. And so it was kind of cool.
Caught more than you caught.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they've got campsites there, and no one really knows about it. And in the middle of summer, you can go there, and there's maybe five people if you're lucky.
Right. There's so much elbow room in the UP. I mean, in many ways, it's our Montana.
Oh, yeah, it's awesome up there. I didn't want to move back, but the job market up there is just horrible. So.
Right.
Yeah. Understood. Well, thanks.
Understood, yeah.
Thanks, Nick. Thank you very much for calling. You know, we haven't mentioned the Ice Age Trail at all, and are there any special segments of the Ice Age that you particularly enjoy?
Well, there were two segments I had on my list of favorites, and one is the Jerry Lake segment just northwest of Medford, and I think it's one of the best woodland hikes in the state. Oh, there's 13 miles of the Ice Age Trail between Forest Road 102 and 571. You don't have to walk the whole 13 miles, and every couple miles there's another forest road crossing, and very, very quiet, beautiful forest there. Another section of the Ice Age Trail I really favor a lot is closer to my home in Milwaukee, and that's in the northern Kettle Moraine area. The Ice Age Trail going north from Butler Lake to Parnell Tower. Or you can hike the Parnell Tower Loop, which is about 3.5 miles. But my favorite way to approach it is to hike north from County V, which is just a little bit north of Butler Lake. Beautiful glades, just a combination of birches and maples. And it's about 3.5 miles till you get to the Parnell Loop, and the Parnell Loop features a lookout tower.
And maybe one more. How about Wyalusing?
Wyalusing is often mentioned as people's favorite Wisconsin park, and I think it's very understandable. It's at the confluence of the Wisconsin and the Mississippi Rivers, a very historic spot. Native American mounds there, and a good place to think about those that were here before us and perhaps stood on the bluff tops there, contemplated maybe the full moon rising. Beautiful forest scenes there. One of the ones I find the most memorable, starting at the Homestead Picnic area, and you're descending the Sugar Maple Nature Trail. There's pictured rock cave and overhang. You get down to the boat landing, and you look out on the river and one of the backwaters. And then you ascend the Sentinel Ridge Trail, and there's a series of overlooks along the Sentinel Ridge Trail as it reaches the top. And just beautiful scenery out there, and of course, eagles wandering up and down the river, beautiful forest. What more can you ask for?
No, that's exactly right. That might be on my agenda for this weekend.
Sounds good,
on Saturday. Yeah. I tell you what, Eric, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us today. Where are you hiking next?
Probably up in the northern Kettle Moraine region.
Yeah.
But the other thing is I'll be out by Wyalusing maybe the weekend after Thanksgiving. If we can run the timeline way out, you know, ducking over to Iowa is a nice drill Thanksgiving weekend where the deer hunting's not happening.
Ah.
Across from Wyalusing, there's Pike Peak State Park and Effigy Mounds National Monument.
Always a pleasure, Eric. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Larry.
I appreciate it very much. Eric Hansen, Milwaukee outdoor and travel writer, our guest today as we talk with him about fall walks in Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. As he says, get out there. Wherever you are in the state, you're going to find some places that you're going to enjoy walking. One place that Jerry Apps enjoys walking is his farm. And he's written a book. It's called Old Farm, A History. And he's coming up next to visit with us about his book and maybe about some other things as well. There's lots going on this week for those who are interested in books and those who are authors. And I'm sure we'll be talking with him about those things as well here. Coming up next on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.